Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flegg here with your news briefing. A big step for the federal government's climate legislation. It's finally passed in the House of Reps following a marathon morning and several calls for amendments. The bill and the push for a 43% emissions reduction target by 2030 next heads off to the Senate. The first of the big four banks have jumped on the Reserve Bank's cash rate rise. CommBank has passed on the full 0.5% across its variable home loans. We're now waiting to hear from the other three big banks. The Aussie Commonwealth Games team are going to have nightmares getting all these medals through customs. We have 123 at the end of day six in Birmingham, with 46 of those gold. Our swimmers have bagged more than half the medals. A special task force will be set up to stop the potential spread of foot and mouth disease in Australia. The federal government making the announcement today, calling it the third prong, adding to measures already in place to prevent the livestock disease internationally and at home. It'll include members of the Defence Force, Border Force and more. And new research has found coral cover in central and northern parts of the Great Barrier Reef's at its highest level since records began 36 years ago. However, it's not all good news. Dr. Mike Emsley says the southern region saw a decrease by around 4%.
It did have a decrease, so there's been ongoing outbreaks of crown of thorns starfish in that region, particularly in the remote Swain Reefs and the Pompey Reefs. Really, it doesn't take much to turn around the recovery that we've seen over the last couple of years.
Listener.